is ordinance amendment, an ordinance to repeal chapter 80 relating to lot maintenance and to amend chapter 115 zoning, article 25, section 115-191 relating to the parking, storing, and maintenance of vehicles and boats and prohibited growth and accumulation of non-agricultural lands, waste materials outside of commercial premises, enforcement methods, and the violation and penalties resulting therefrom. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application for ordinance amendment on November 8th of 2007, where we heard testimony both for and against this ordinance. The commission on November 8th deferred action for further consideration. On November 29th of 07, the commission again discussed the ordinance amendment under old business. Again, deferred action. On January 24th of 2008, the commission discussed the ordinance amendment, which had been deferred since November 8th of 07. There was a motion. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of the proposed ordinance to repeal Chapter 80 relating to lot maintenance and to amend Chapter 115 relating to the parking, storing, and maintenance of vehicles and boats for the following reasons. One, while the purpose of the proposed ordinance makes sense, how it is currently drafted is of concern. Two, lot maintenance and prohibited growth should be addressed in an ordinance separate from issues regarding the parking, storing, and maintenance of vehicles, boats, and trailers. The ordinance concerning vehicles should be separated since many concerns are different from the lot maintenance and growth proposal. With some fairly minor revisions, a separate vehicle ordinance should be acted on favorably. Three, an ordinance relating to the parking, storing, and maintenance of vehicles and boats on lots is a good idea. However, County Council should consider limiting its effect to areas designated under the Comprehensive Development Plan as either developing areas or town centers. And it should only apply to vehicles unregistered for more than 1 year. Four, the proposed language concerning prohibited growth and accumulations is the same as what previously existed in Chapter 80 of the Code for many years. However, the wording should be clarified. The proposed wording is too broad to distinguish between ornamental grasses or landscaping, and it does not address some growth that may be appropriate for environmental reasons or rural areas of the county that are sparsely populated. As with the ordinance relating to vehicles and boats, perhaps the ordinance should be directed towards developing areas and town centers. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be denied with the reasons stated. That motion carried 5-0. And again, gentlemen, council discussed this ordinance on November 27th, and again, we discussed this ordinance on numerous occasions. I refer to Mr. Griffin for the amendments discussed at previous meetings.
Well, the version you have before you includes some language starting on the bottom of page 5. There's a subsection 5 that was added because there was some concern among council that if a citizen could not afford pay the remediation that would be required or was physically incapable of complying with the terms of the remediation plan, they should have a way to come to council and get some consideration. And what we put in there at your suggestion was to allow council the power to modify the plan or to extend the time for completion or to impose a phasing plan and specify the date when the phasing plan, how long it would apply for. You could advise the owner of any available sources of assistance that may be available to help them complete the cleanup, or you could grant such other relief as you chose. The next major difference was on page 7. There were some comments about what an antique car might be, and since that term is defined in state law in 115-191A, we built in the definition of antique car as defined by 21 Delaware Code, section 2196. We also said it would not apply on a tract of land that was 5 acres or more and used primarily for agricultural purposes. Then we also said it would not apply to vehicles, boats, or watercraft that were not required to be licensed or and registered pursuant to Delaware law.
Yeah.
Then as to prohibited gross and accumulations, you asked me to make some language, put in some language that would further define weeds and grasses. And in that regard, we said the definition of weeds, which are prohibited, would include those defined by state law as noxious weeds, but would not include weeds taller than 12 inches that are planted and maintained as part of a certified backyard wildlife habitat, or landscaping plants such as Joe Pieweed, Goldenrod, or weeds which have recognized beneficial value to the environment as an attraction to birds or wildlife, and or which are recognized as commercially available landscaping plants. And weeds do not include maintained ornamental shrubs and trees or a wildflower meadow maintained and located no less than 10 feet from any property line. As to grasses, it's been modified to say that it would not include ornamental grasses taller than 12 inches, which are commercially available, which are installed as landscaping plants and maintained in an orderly manner.
This one could go a lot smoother, right?
It also says that this section on gross would not apply to any parcel or portion thereof on which agricultural crops are being grown or which is subject to a county or DENREC approved plan, such as a landscape plan, record plan, reforestation plan, natural resources, or management plan. And those were all the areas where further verbiage was installed.
Yeah, because they thought they should be separated. With the woody gone.
I believe the records out. Probably closed on this
Jim
one too, isn't
to it? It shouldn't be.
Yes.
You got a clean copy, Rob?
I do.
Then that cleaned out.
It's the same as
of course owner. You did receive them previously, but
yeah, you got these 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Is this the same as on the?
A lot of
yeah, it's same
the same
on the one
as
you
what
got.
Came with the memo of April. There,
you got your packet.
It's on our computer.
Put it right there with the 50 other ones we got. Yeah,
there. It's all right. We got copies for your constituents.
Get the hell. Waste their time on this.
I predict nothing will happen. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Come help me fight. Okay.
Anything else, Lawrence? I apologize.
No, sir.
Any questions?
No, it's comprehensive.
Age
my question, Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, Mr. Lang.
Sir.
I think the concern all along has been in the development areas, environmentally sensitive development districts, and the beaches. And the way this is, it's comprehensive countywide, correct?
Countywide.
Countywide. So,
and I think the concern P&Z had was that, I guess you'd say, the historically and traditional graveyards in the woods in rural Sussex County, out of sight, out of mind, should be left alone, and this covers everything pretty much. And that was the main concern. I think it went down at P&Z, correct?
Well, that's your wording.
What's your wording?
I don't think it went quite that far.
That was the issue for them.
Now, they just felt it should be a separate ordinance, and it could be cleaned up a little bit. One related to cars, one related to grasses, and
yeah,
be clear.
Okay.
That was the biggest thing the commission
said.
Good
intentions and just completely
well, I agree.
It's part of the same one because it is now.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
It is now, but that didn't mean it's right.
We haven't, and the commission and the staff hadn't been, as far as zoning staff, hadn't been involved in the grasses issue, and we have been involved in the number of junk vehicles or unlicensed vehicles, but not right. Related
well,
to
the
trash,
office, the constable's office at Late's been doing a great job, but they've just been limited.
And
on
they're still involved in this ordinance.
Right.
Right.
They've done a great job.
Oh, yeah.
But they're limited on what they can do to finish the job.
Right,
and I think that was
really
the intent of the ordinance.
I have to, I mean, we started out this thing strictly to take care of the legal part so that if somebody lived out of state and had some of this unregistered crap on the road, that the our constable office could notify them. They didn't show up. They violated them, took them to court, period. Now all of a sudden, we shifted, which I can't argue about some of the the boats and some of those things that we need to upgrade. But the rest of the stuff is all, we kind of throw it in and throw it all in a pile, and now we've butchered it all. And we were only supposed to do one portion because the constable office was, the only thing they asked for was the enforcement to be modified, period. And now we've rewritten two-thirds of it again.
Well, the reason we rewritten some of it was that during the public hearing process, people had concerns about things in their areas, and most of the time it was in development zone, environmentally sensitive development zone, or at the beaches. It wasn't in rural Sussex County.
Well, we had no definitions. This gives us better definitions. Again, we had consensus building to get to this point. Here we go again. I'd like to have a cost analysis of how we've wasted so much time of staff and everything to get to this, and three of you ought to be ashamed of yourself that we've gotten this far. If we have a consensus every week and tell our staff to keep doing, I mean, I'd love to see the legal fees on this. Because you're ready to dump on this one. Might as well dump on all three of them and we can go home.
I move we dump on all three of them.
See, here he is. Exactly. So, they are wasting our time, Mr. Rogers. I've been here too long. I know how they think. This is it. They're not going to go any further.
Mr. Cole?
Go ahead. Just prove me wrong.
It's not too hard.
Prove me wrong.
It's pretty easy. All I have to do is open my mouth, and that's enough. But,
do it.
You know, I tried a workshop. As you said, we can call anytime. Try, and I emphasized 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Consensus was not to have one.
What?
The consensus was not to have a workshop.
We tried to have two.
No, the consensus then each time.
We tried to have two. And again, everybody, it was in a hurry. I said I had concerns. It's like I said right now that we were only supposed to modify one spot. You guys want to move over? Hey, that's cool. No problem. My vote's
so down. As the president, you're just, everything's out of control here. Things are just kind of doing what they want. So every week, this consensus is not a consensus. And you're saying it's my fault?
No, I'm not saying it's your fault.
I'm waiting for Mr.
I'm
Phillips.
Just saying that
somebody's fault.
I'm just saying that you're saying that we're out of control. I'm saying that I had since the beginning said that we were only supposed to modify one section. We chose not to. We act like government. That screws it up.
Called the
And so therefore, you know, this thing. And I
so what don't you like about this one now, today?
I said, I've explained that 4 weeks in a row. You apparently haven't paid attention.
Do it again.
Now, I said the only thing the constable started out doing was for enforcement, to be able to clean some of the stuff up if they're out of state, which is the concern. Then we'd move to uninhabited lots.
And we've always had that order, I think. Don't we have?
Now, if they could store on a lot as long as it had something.
The consensus was that we're here today because there was a consensus to be here. And don't try to make it sound like it was anything else.
I agree with you.
Okay. Why isn't there a consensus today if this is how we got this far? Again,
I don't know.
I'm with Mr. Dukes now. I think we need a cost analysis.
Absolutely.
Of how much three people have wasted our time.
Mr. Colvin, don't even go there.
Well, there's a consensus today to do nothing. Three of you are wasting staff's time and everything else.
To answer Mr. Cole's question,
do it,
you make if there's a consensus on one point, it doesn't mean that they necessarily are going to agree on the entire ordinance. I mean, you take this piece by piece. Sometimes Mr. Dukes is adamantly opposed to a section, but you've got three others are okay with it.
The consensus the staff put it in this clean form, and that's what we are.
Then we don't even need to vote if you want to do it by that process. All right. After the consensus, it just becomes law? Is that what you're suggesting?
You become a very good politician.
Well, at least I get something done around here. You just
like Mr. President,
Mr. Rob,
at this point in
time, we'll do this in the back room also.
What will it take to keep some life in this ordinance that's needed? I mean, there's places, I've been here 12 years, and there's one place in Rehoboth I get calls on every week. The woman has begged. I got them at the beaches. I got them, you know. But it's in the development zones. It's in, and the constable's hands are tied. They have done a great job. Alan has taken that office and a couple areas I got have worked wonders to get it cleaned up. When they get Absolutely. The court, they're laughed at.
Planning and zoning has said very simply, you've got to break these things up into pieces. You can't come in here with this comprehensive
it
ordinance.
It will still not pass in pieces.
Well, you mean have a ordinance
two
for each
ordinances.
Section?
Two separate ordinances.
P&Z said very clearly
Mr. Grimm,
there was no reason.
I got to suggest. Well, I'll call their bluff.
Mr. Grimm, could we just take the first part of this, relating to parking and storing and maintenance of vehicles and boats, period, and make that, and so we would be less restrictive, and strike about the gross and accumulated, and then we go and put that in another.
You can cut it in half, period. You can do away with.
Well, we can cut it in half today. I think we can take half of this out. That would be less restrictive, correct? We can take away. We can't put in.
Correct.
Is that a true statement?
That's true.
Well, I don't know that would get it.
I'm just saying, but is in your mind, would that be is something we could do? Would you be comfortable with us doing that? Let's
take
put it that way.
Because
I would make a motion. I'll make a motion, and I'll take out the accumulated, where it says the prohibited gross, and that will split it in half.
Mr. Phelps, is that doing what Mr. the P&Z in your mind wants, Mr.
That's what they
Lank,
want.
Mr. Lank?
And we'll get half of this done today. I'll just call your bluff. You watch. That won't go anywhere either.
I don't know if you could do it without rewriting it, though.
But
you mean they're overlapping?
It's withdrawing that 115-191D.
Basically, what the statute says is that after the public hearing, you should not add provisions that you should not amend it in such a way to add something that's not addressed in the title. Now, I think that allows you probably to take something out. It just prohibits adding something that's not a subject already.
I don't want to add a thing. I just want to take out.
But, it might be a situation where you would want to discuss whether that will get the job done.
Well, we can have a Mr. Jones,
yes.
Mr. President, if you'd like to ask for a discussion, go ahead on that
Absolutely.
Topic.
Who wants to go first? Mr. Rogers?
Well, my concern is to keep life in the ordinance because it's needed, and I've said it before and don't want to be repetitious. And if Mr. Lank feels that will achieve what Mr. Phelps was concerned about, that P&Z said separate it, how can we do that without killing it and have to go back through the whole process again? And we've got all the information. We had a good public hearing, good public input, and they brought some good points up. But what we're trying to achieve here is what the constable's office would like to do to get some merit and some teeth into the ordinance. And that's so. Well, what Mr. Cole suggested, will that achieve what we're trying to do? I know what I need to do in my area. I think it, maybe in the AR district's not. But what P&Z turned it down for? Can we achieve it by breaking it apart here? That's my concern. I want to keep life in the ordinance. I think it's needed.
See next.
Is somebody on your end? Somebody over on the other end have the other side have an opinion? I mean, to say important. Yes or no on it. Because there's no sense of moving forward if we cannot dump this part of it, the grasses, and move it over to another section.
That's the complaint I just heard. We need two ordinances. This will address half of it. I think the vehicles and stuff was the main concern. It's the things you can easily identify, and we can work on grasses and rubbish at a later date and separate it. And
there's not
so here's your chance, gentlemen, to step up to the plate.
And there's not a problem keeping this just in the development districts, correct?
Is that in this ordinance here we have here today?
That's not in
that's the ordinance.
You can change it that because it's taking it away.
Right.
You're making it less
that's
restrictive.
That's what you agree with.
That's my concern. I mean, but I got to get my beaches in there.
Right.
Well, you might have beach areas that are not in development districts.
Well, they're not incorporated towns, municipalities. They're rural areas of Sussex County.
It's in the development district.
No, they're not.
Oak Orchard.
Broadkill.
Broadkill. Broadkill.
This only affects, Lawrence, isn't there something here about an acre? Or 2 acres or some size of land?
Makes reference to 5 acres.
5 acres. So anything above 5 acres
it's had to be a bona fide farm.
Right. Anything over 5 acres is exempt. So the most of the people in the rural area.
That covers it right there. Because Mr. Dukes did bring that up. Right. That why just do it in one part of the county? Remember you said that?
Right.
Just do it all the way. And if you got that acreage number high.
There you go, boys. Yes,
it's good to go. 5 acres.
Time to step up.
It says 5 acres or more used primarily for bona fide agricultural purposes.
This
you could take out the
not, if you went into environmentally sensitive, it would not include prime hook fowlers or broadcast.
Right. Right. No, you got to do countywide, right?
Slaughter.
5 acres is exempt.
But it's intent.
After that, you can do it.
It doesn't include what one of your areas.
On the exemptions, if you have just 5 acres or more.
You can do now.
It's in here.
Well, but it's got to be used for ag if it's more than 5 acres.
Right. It's got to be a farmette.
So we could.
Or bigger.
Like, well, just growing trees is a farm. Ag.
What Mr. Only, Baker
only with a certified
county, according to county order, you have to, it has to be 5 acres or more. Is that correct? You can't have an acre of woods and think you're going
to. No, yeah, and to be a certified bona fide agricultural enterprise, just a woods doesn't count unless you have a certified conservation plan program, whatever ag.
Right, but 5 acres over
a management consultant.
So, yeah, there is a method for that too.
That was in
Mr.
Dukes.
Mr. Dukes.
Somewhere in here, and there's something I'm reading. I've not found it yet. More than two vehicles or trailers of any kind with their current license plates. And doesn't this also include trailers?
Everything, yeah. It's in the definition in the beginning, I think, isn't it?
How about
so read that.
Would that include single-wide mobile homes? I mean, they're
I asked Mr. Griffin that last week.
They're titled, right?
Well, manufactured housing is considered a motor vehicle in Delaware because the money goes to transportation fund on transfer, so... I suggested to Mr. Griffith a couple weeks ago that
we didn't. That's not something we changed.
No,
that's already that was in the existing order.
We already got
so a mobile home would not be included in this.
It hasn't never been treated
if,
as such.
If you read Jim, if you read page 4 under 115-191, there's a bracketed section and a new underlined section.
Yeah.
There's a duplication that I think was intended to be mobile homes. Not it said motor home twice. Because it says, not limited to cars, trucks, vans, motorhomes, recreational vehicles, then motorhomes again, and trailers designed and or built to be towed. Not necessarily behind an automotive vehicle, though.
I think that certainly excludes mobile homes.
Yeah, I think, but it's duplication. I didn't know if that was intended there. Used to be they were called trailers, and they were called mobile homes, now they're called manufactured homes, and they're called single wide, double wide.
Bisectionals.
They get on and on and on.
And when they get bladed, they're called something else.
I know.
Related? You don't tell them.
All right, here's a chance.
You're getting all that many calls on this kind of thing. You are.
Oh, weird.
In that development area, oh, yes. It has been going on forever.
So, Mr. Phil, I'm not talking that 10 a day, I mean, but you get them monthly.
You don't see a problem in this county with a lot of lots that are in parcels that got junk stuff?
And the ones that do it make it bad for everybody. I mean, there's a place in Mr. Cole's district. I get a call on monthly. The gentleman lives in North Carolina. His mother lives there. He calls me and says, "You people ever going to do anything about this? I mean, we all know this place. You've seen the pictures."
Well, I told him to call you because I have no standing.
Right. Anyway, but they're all, I mean, I have them at the beaches. I have them at the beaches at Prime Hook and at Fowers Beach and at Broadkill Beach and all them. And also in the Lewis area when someone buys a lot and you have
a lot. They got problems. It's countywide. Everybody knows it. We've heard it for 25 years. So,
and the sad thing is, our constables have no teeth in their ordinance to carry it far enough to get it done. They can violate them. The people pay the fine. They drive on.
This brings us up.
That's the point. You just said they can violate them. They already have code that they can violate them with. But
it's so ridiculous.
As Mr. Jones pointed out, the way this thing started was to give them something that they could go into court with and actually have some teeth. Now, what has evolved, again, is just spinning, is spun out of control. As you say, they can violate them. They have the tools.
If you read the orders, and Mr. Lang has told me this for years, the our constables get laughed at in court because the fee is so minimal. And Mr. Jones had a serious problem about 4 years ago in the Bridgeville area on 404 where we got laughed at. And we need the fee structure need to be changed. But there is a concern about these vehicles.
There you go. You come in and you address the fees. And that's something that we can debate. We can get 3 votes for.
But our ordinance is outdated in the respect of vehicles and trash and junk. I mean, it's...
Let's just get each comments because we're going to go back again and talk in circles because he's made his mind up. So let's just try to get his comments and move on.
What Mr. Cole's trying to do here is sever...
Calling their bluff.
No, take the grasses away and deal with the problem now and come back later and deal with the grasses.
Yeah, they're giving...
I think we all understand that, you know, people have this unique...
Since
perspective
I have
on what landscaping is today. Some people like beast grasses in their yard, and the neighbor thinks it's weeds. That's something that can be addressed and needs to be addressed because that's a valid point the public made. But the trash and the junk needs to be addressed. It is, and if If it goes away, they're just going to
lamp us again. Everybody has problems in their districts.
But, Mr. Jones, if Mr. Cole's just doing this to call our bluff, I think we ought to vote it down. I don't move because he calls my bluff.
That's a good tactic, Dale.
And I don't like you saying, we're doing it to call your bluff. That's not a way to get things done,
Dale, I've sat here with you enough years. I know what's going on here today, and I don't think you're sincere.
I support this.
Then let's move on then. But
I'm not going to vote on it because you're calling my bluff.
I didn't say you personally.
And you're going to keep on until I'm going to vote no.
Then you shouldn't.
Because you're not going to bluff me into supporting something.
Dale, you should have a stronger backbone.
I've got a very strong backbone.
Then you should be able
to handle it. You don't bluff me into doing something.
I'm not bluffing you. Okay. I just said this council. Go ahead. Then I think, make a move to move on.
Mr. President, I think this. Everybody's got valid concerns about this. And Mr. Phillips has got a very, very rural area out there. And I agree that the traditional historical graveyard should be left alone in some. But this is visible stuff in development areas.
That Harry Bertram.
But I still have a problem with the beach. I don't know how, Mr. Lank, how can I come back and include the unincorporated areas that I get complaints from? How can that be done? Okay, let me ask Mr. Lank a question. Mr. Duke suggested countywide before, how would this affect the rural areas of Sussex County that we're trying to, that's a concern?
You've got more than 5 acres, it doesn't have any.
So you got the acreage high enough, it really is not going to play a part.
Probably the acreage will, I don't know how many properties would be
affected,
exempted because of that acreage.
Do you?
The difficulty we had in some areas is that when we created 5-acre parcels to allow for a single wide mobile home, they would develop a quarter acre of it with their mobile home and their parking and their septic, and maybe a shed or something of that nature. Then the rest of it grew up in weeds.
Right.
Rest of
cars,
runway,
mobile homes,
the
everything else. In some areas, not all areas, but in some areas, it looks like that.
Right.
We did that ourselves by making it because they've got out there in my district, they got 150 foot wide and 1,500 foot deep.
Right.
So what are they going to do with it? They don't have airplanes.
And then other ones,
the
person that sold it to them is actually a farmer, and he keeps maintaining the other 4.5 acres.
Right.
A lot of cases. So it's just amazing.
He still tills it, still makes money on it, and it's actually a lot of people would never give up those 5-acre parcels they got. I'll guarantee you they like them.
That's where the 5-acre part's a problem. But it's in specific areas. Yeah. That only happened short term. There's only a few places that went kind of that way.
Is there any support in breaking?
Make a move.
Are we going to separate it, or are we going to...
Mr. Phillips, has any of your Mr. Phillips, has any of your concerns been addressed after Mr. Lank talk about the acreage?
Not really at all, because people who build outside of developments take on a certain risk. A development has restricted covenants that govern that development. But they sometimes buy outside of those developments because they can save a few bucks. And with that comes...
They can junk up their property.
They don't. We have codes. It's been said over and over that we have codes and we get them into court and then things fall flat there. And that's where we should be addressing this. Mr. Dukes, and you were just talking about Bertram, I believe his name was, one of the worst violators. We have put pressure on that situation to the point that it's just about cleaned up. I mean, we don't have a bad county at all. We're trying to create a whole new set of codes and standards, which to a degree should be accepted as personal responsibility by the citizens of this county.
Harry Bertram took 20 years to clean up. Do you want every junkyard in this county that these people are violating take 20 years to clean up?
When this county made it an issue, it got cleaned
up. Just see if we, Mr. Jones, I would appreciate it if you just say, let's get a point. I'll make a motion that we separate the two and just anything that applies to that first sentence where it stops at the word
grass or whatever it is.
Boats and boats. Okay? After the word boats, you put a period.
What section is that?
This would be, page
115, 191D. Okay.
All parts of this ordinance that are associated with the prohibited gross and accumulations, non agricultural land waste materials outside, the rest of that wording will be stricken from this ordinance.
You'd need to go one step further.
Okay, I'd be glad to.
You would need to move that you remove the proposed deletion as to 80-3 related to prohibited grass and accumulation, so you would at least have your existing ordinance still in effect as to those.
Okay.
And also to remove the proposed insertions for prohibited gross and accumulations that are in one subsection 191D. At least that would leave you at the status quo where you would have something.
Some protection in place.
Related to grass or accumulation.
Okay, okay.
Existing or made in place. Robin, did you get that as if Mr. Griffith's word?
This, before we call for the question here, can we, you heard his words about what Mr.
I'm going to write the motion for Mr. Cole. Make
yeah,
sure
Mr. Cole. Basically, we're taking the grasses out and keeping the junk in.
Right.
This 115-191E, that stays in, does it? Removal by the county, recovery of county expenses.
What's that?
115-191E.
That would stay in, but stay it would in. Not relate to grass and gross and accumulation.
He or did. On page 8, 115-191E. Yeah.
Mr. Cole's question.
Well, actually, while well, mine, it's number 7.
Mr. Cole's question related
to we're heading to gross.
I'm 115D, just back to page.
115-191D.
Right, but I'm next page, 115-191E.
Would come out, it relates to grasses, et cetera, and relate to vehicles.
It would relate only to the other portions of the ordinance that are not being proposed to be affected, such as your vehicles.
So we can't recover expenses?
Well, you could.
Put a lien on the property.
You're not taking that out.
Not taking E out?
No.
Okay.
But it gives you an ordinance until you change it.
Why not take it out when it relates to weeds, grass, rubbish?
Well, we're living in 80-3.
Also yep. Relate to the vehicles, if yep. We you, move vehicles you, and all that.
I'm
but that's all
well,
new.
It does. Let's see. We could just strike weeds, grasses. We would just strike the two words, weeds and grasses, off of 191E.
Huh? It's in Part A of 191E.
E?
Yeah.
It's page 8, Vance. Page 8. Page 8 down there, halfway down. E, Edward.
You want me to read a form of motion?
Yes. Could you please and see if...
One last question.
Okay. We'll just put go ahead, those two.
This pertains to anything 5 acres or more?
Or less.
Anywhere in the county?
5 acres or less.
5 acres or less.
5 acres or less, excuse
less
me.
Less than 5 acres.
Yeah, less than 5 acres, okay. 5 acres or more is exempt.
Right, right.
Anywhere in the county.
That is county-wide. Primarily used for ag, so.
Okay.
Right.
Primary used for ag, right?
Right, on page right. 7. I mean, that.
Which is, Lawrence, if.
And I think that's.
In a farm, at 10 acres though, right? Is that correct?
The only time 10 acres is involved is when you're referring to a mobile home being placed on farm.
Okay.
This is what...
that's okay, yeah, that's okay.
This is what Alan was asking for, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, this would... Excuse me. This would give him the authority to go in and...
Do
jump
job.
Cars and things. He could right. Take care
do
of that
job.
Yep. To do his job then.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Mr. Griffith, you're on.
Listen, if someone chose to make it,
Mr. Phillips, listen to this now.
As I understand what you're talking about, it would say something like this: I move that we remove the proposed deletions as to section 80-3 related to prohibited gross and accumulation, and remove the proposed insertions included in subsection 191D related to prohibited gross and accumulations, and remove from the proposed section 191E sub A any reference to weeds and grasses.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Question? We haven't beat that horse anymore. Okay, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes because I think there's a need to address this issue, and it makes for better definitions and better enforcement.
Okay, Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote no. Although the ordinance is improved by splitting it up like it was, it still is an overreach. I believe it goes far beyond what the original intent was.
I think there has to be a degree of personal responsibility accepted by the citizens. As testimony is evident today, we already have a code which is working. When we set our minds to work in the code, we can get things cleaned up, as was cited by Mr. Dukes.
Mr. Dukes.
I'm going to vote yes, not because I was bluffed into it, but because the county counsel's office asked for this. It would help them do their job much better. And I know that we do have problems in some areas of the county with a lot of junk vehicles, additional things. I see it when I ride the county. And by separating the 115, 191D, my vote would be yes.
Mr. Rogers.
This has been way, way overdue, and I appreciate the cooperation over the last 30 minutes of doing CPR again, that we have reached something that's way outdated, antiquated, and overdue to allow our constables to do their jobs. And I, you know, yes, we have always have a percentage of society that's anti-establishment and will not conform unless they have a little nudging, and this will give our constable's office the right and legal avenue to do their jobs proficiently. And it's not that many areas, but I think it'll take care of the problem spots that we got and put everybody at bay that they shouldn't be doing it, that we do have an ordinance that shouldn't be laughed at any longer, and I vote yes.
I don't have any voting then.
Nope.
Well, I vote, as I said at the beginning, and I've said since day one, that we were, I could certainly see the housekeeping in 115, 191 that added some boats and the trailers and separated those. But if we would have stuck to strictly 115, 191A, the ordinances are all there, except for just a couple little things with the boat thing. That would have given them the ability to cite somebody that was not in state and take them to court. They don't have to show up and all the other things. So my vote would be no, but motion passed.
Does this allow Mr. Rogers to take me to lunch today?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'm taking one of your colleagues.
You did the right thing, Dale and Lynn. Thank you very much.
Mr. Lang, what do we have to do?
Do I have any standing now? I'm checking on my standing. I'm 6 foot
third. Whole count.
You're all right. You're not on this one, right?
No, it takes care of prime hook and broken.
It does.
Yes.
Takes care of everything.
The gentleman that has the boat in his yard that Alan can go out and get it, or whatever it may be.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Who's going to do water source?
Is